The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 46 of Spur of the Moment.
Yes, and we have a great one coming straight to you from Simon Inter Studios in the heart of Texas. We are going to cover the Spurs' huge win over the New Orleans Pelicans last night by a score of 107 to 103. The play-in game is closer than it's been all year for the San Antonio Spurs after that one. The Spurs broke the tiebreaker. They avenged a 30-plus point beatdown by the New Orleans Pelicans just a few weeks ago. And what a great win. What are your thoughts about it, Drew?
Yeah, what a great team win. We had all five players in the starting lineup with double figures, seven in total. We shot way better from the free throw line. We improved. We had about 88% from the free throw line. Very glad and a much needed win. Because if we didn't win this, we're probably out of the play-in. But a great win for the Spurs.
Yeah, for sure. And we talk about the draft pick versus play-in story, but this now made everything clear. Because at this point, the Spurs are sitting with eight games left, and they are just behind the New Orleans Pelicans and the Los Angeles Lakers in the standings. And guess what? Those two teams are playing tonight. So you have Lakers at 31-42 record, New Orleans Pelicans at 31-43 record, and the San Antonio Spurs right behind both of them with a 30-44 record. Now, the important thing to note here is with that win, the Spurs now own the tiebreaker over the New Orleans Pelicans if a tie is to happen. So also with that being said, in the conference, the Spurs own the tiebreaker over the Lakers if that happens with their conference record win loss total. So the Spurs are looking at the play-in game and they're looking at a good opportunity to keep their season going on just a little bit longer due to last night's big win over the New Orleans Pelicans. So, a couple of key things to point out. Last night, Devin Vassell was out. Lonnie Walker was out. And, of course, Doug McDermott's out for the whole season. So, some other guys had to step up, and that they did. We'll get to that shortly. So, Drew, let's get to our top two, bottom two segment. Drew, who were your top two?
My first top two, I've got Keldon Johnson, big body. He scored 21 points, 8 rebounds. He shot 9 of 17 from the field. He had 2 blocks in 36 minutes, and he had the clutch dunk that ended the game. Great game from Keldon Johnson. My second top two, I've got Josh Richardson. He scored 18 points, 2 rebounds. He shot 3 of 4 from the three-point line, 5 of 12. And 27 minutes, good game for both of those guys.
Yeah, for sure. That was excellent by Mr. Josh Richardson. And that dunk by Keldon at the end, that was awesome. That was the exclamation point on this game, don't you think?
Yeah, that was a great dunk.
Yeah, pretty awesome to close it out. So Keldon and Richardson were Drew's top two. My top two were totally different. And I know you can knock his shooting a little bit, but DeJounte Murray, triple-double, 15 points, 13 assists, 11 rebounds, and just him being the leader for the San Antonio Spurs, that stood out to me. I know his shooting wasn't great, but his leadership and guidance was, and a big factor as to why the Spurs got this one. Also, my number two of my top two was one of my favorites, Mr. Jock Landale. I loved his fourth quarter performance. I talk about minutes all the time and why I think he should be playing more for the San Antonio Spurs. But last night in the fourth quarter, he scored all 10 of his points. He had 7 rebounds. He was also 2 of 3 shooting threes. And I think just the spark that the Spurs needed when they took that game over in the fourth quarter from the Pels. So those are my top two. Drew, what about your bottom two? We're going to split it. Drew's going to take one and I take one. So, Drew, go ahead.
So my bottom two, I've got Kata Bates, D-op. He only scored 4 points, turned the ball over one time, and he shot 1 of 3 from the field in 12 minutes. I had to pick one, so I picked Kata.
Okay, and same here with Joe Wieskamp. Not to be too hard on the young blood, because I think he's going to be a future one of the best three-point shooters that we've seen come through this organization. But he was 0-2 last night from the three-point line and just had to pick one. So Joe happened to be on the downside of the bottom two. All right. So a couple more thoughts about last night's game that I wanted to touch on that I found really, really interesting is DeJounte Murray was talking about how annoyed and angry he was as the San Antonio Spurs coaching staff repeatedly went over that video of the Spurs blowout loss to the Pelicans last time. And if we remember that one correctly, it was just a massacre at the hand of the Spurs. Well, that's one of Greg Popovich's go-to deals, is building that anger for success, that drive for victory. And DeJounte said, man, of the two meetings that we had today, I was kind of mad that we kept watching the film of that last game because they beat us really bad from tip all the way to the end of the game. And we all took that personal, and that they did. They really did a lot of damage to the Pelicans last night, and I was really proud of the San Antonio Spurs. So here we are. We're the play-in game. There's 8 games left, Spurs fans, and they're fighting for a chance to get another game, possibly 2, possibly a series after that. There's a lot on the table right now for the Spurs, so what a great win. All right, let's get to our question of the day. Drew's going to take this one. This question comes from Kurt in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Kurt's question was, how does the NBA play-in game actually work? Drew, can you take that one?
Well, yeah, the play-in game just got introduced 2 years ago. It's only been that thing for 1 year. So some of you guys might not know the play-in format. So as of now, the 10 seed is the Pelicans, the 9 seed is the Lakers, the 8 seed is the Clippers, the 7 seed is the Timberwolves. So that could all change very much so. So the 10 and the 9 seed would play in a matchup, and the 8 and the 7 seed would play in the matchup. The winner of the 10 and 9 seed would face the loser of the 8 and 7 seed. And the winner of the 8 and 7 seed will advance to the playoff, the 7 seed. And then the winner of the loser of the 8 and 7 and the winner of the 9 and 10 would get the 8 seed. So that is the play-in format, and I hope the Spurs could get in there.
Yeah, for sure. And so to follow up on Drew, that was a great explanation of that. Thank you, Drew. But as it sits right now, the 9 and the 10 teams are the Lakers and the Pelicans. So if the Spurs happen, let's just say we make it in as a 10 seed and the Pelicans are the ones that are out, it would be the Spurs and the Lakers in a one-game playoff. Win and you move on, lose and your season's over. So that's how that would work if it were right now, if the Spurs happen to grab that 10th seed and New Orleans happened to be the team for them. Now, with that being said, that there's a lot that can go into that, and we'll follow it up each and every one of our last 8 games of this season. So thanks for your question, Kurt, and good answer, Drew. All right, the next segment of our show is called This Day in Spurs History. I went back to March 27th, 2017, as the Spurs demolished the Cleveland Cavaliers. That was a LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavalier team. Spurs won that game 103-74, bringing the Spurs record that season to 57-16, if you can even imagine. That was awesome, awesome, talented team. But the leaders for the San Antonio Spurs were Mr. Kawhi Leonard. He had 25 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge had 14 points, 7 boards. Pau Gasol had 14 points. Manu Ginobili had 12 points. And Dwayne Dedmon had 13 boards for us. So, you know, he's still toiling around in the NBA with the Miami Heat as we speak. But anyway, that was a great win for the Spurs in 2017 over the LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers. And, of course, Kevin Love was also on that team with LeBron, which they're best friends, they're boys. But he dunked on Kevin Love pretty hard last week. So, anyway, that was a good memory from 2017 for your San Antonio Spurs. So that brings us to the next segment of our show. That is the upcoming game. That's Monday night, 7 o'clock. The Spurs travel to Houston to play the Houston Rockets. Drew, what can you tell us about the Rockets?
Yep, the Houston Rockets are the second to last place in the NBA. They're 20-55. They're sitting pretty on getting a back-to-back top three pick they got last year, too. So the Rockets are pretty bad. But they do have a couple of young people that are pretty good. They have Christian Wood, who's averaging 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists. Jalen Green, their rookie, who's averaging 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Kevin Porter Jr., who's averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. And Eric Gordon, who's averaging 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. That's a little bit about the Rockets.
Okay. Thank you for that, Drewster. And so the Rockets, yeah, they're having a rough go of it. They're sitting with a 20-55 record. They're 10.5 games behind the Spurs. So obviously, you know the play-in story. We're going to be a little bit closer tonight after the Lakers and the Pelicans play to that play-in. Then we get this. If we can grab this one, that really puts us in a great position with you know, as the season is winding down. So, Drew, who is your player to go off, and what is your prediction on this one?
All right, so my player to go off is going to be Blockenpertl, pretty well as of recently. I think he's going to have another good night. So Blockenpertl will be my player to go off. And my prediction for this game is I don't think there will really be a game. I think the Spurs will slap the Rockets by 20 points. And we will move on and beat the Rockets by 20.
Awesome. All right, I like it. My prediction's not as high as yours. I have the Spurs winning by 12. But either way, I think that's going to be a great beatdown. I hope it's closer to yours than mine. My player to go off, I was really proud of this guy. He didn't make our top two list, but Josh Primo in the start last night for Devin Vassell, who was out. Really had a great game for the Spurs. He had 12 points. Just really didn't hurt the Spurs as a 19, you know, youngest player in the NBA, Mr. Primo. Had a block shot, a clutch block shot there in the fourth quarter. But anyway, the Spurs with Primo, I think he's my player to go off. He had 12 against the Pelicans. I think that's going to keep on. He's going to get in double figures again. And that's who I think and hope that we go on. All right, so that's our upcoming game. That's this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We'll be back with you after the Rockets-Spurs game on Monday night. Drew, take us home, please.
Yep, thank you, everybody. It's with us, and as always, go Spurs, go!